From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In order to maintain good order, the dynastic Chinese developed a massive bureaucracy. Similarly, the British brought the traditions of the public service to the Indian subcontinent under the Raj. Over living memory, the functions once administered by the Postmaster General's Department have been split into separate entities, one that is fighting to remain profitable in the face of the internet, and the other which has grown and grown to administer the internet broadcasting and, of course, lowly amateur radio. The ACMA is one of the larger arms of government and, under the Productivity Commission guidelines and legislation, is a great money collector for the public purse. With licences for services like pay TV, mobile phone carriers and the like running into the millions of dollars, how does our small contribution, our licence fees, stack up? It could be argued that when cost recovery is mandated by Parliament, its agencies would devote more resources to the areas which give the greatest return. Could the size of the bureaucracy or the small monetary return be the reason why the ACMA can take years to implement decisions affecting the amateur service? With services such as CB covered by class licensing and not paying any license fees, how much money is actually returned to Treasury by the amateur service? Without knowing the figures, would it be more effective to dispense with annual license fees for the amateurs? Is it possible that from the discussion paper recently released, it costs more to administer than can reasonably be collected? Is it the reason our colleagues in Great Britain and the USA pay less for their ham tickets? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Q News. We've reported. You decide.